Shemaderuch oev dikachovim likshor terkach. The Goyim used to use, let's say, red shoelaces. And Jews used to be more modest and use red, black shoelaces. And Rashi says, Kugoyim sheyeis tzad Yehudis bedavar. There's a certain thing that the Goyim see, the Jews are acting modest, like they're doing al Yehudis. They're putting on black shoelaces. So the Goyim come and tell us, stop that. We don't want you to wear black. Don't look like a Jew. Don't do Jewish things. But put on a red one for that, even for Hesiyom, or else b'shas ha'gzera, you'll be mechoyiv to be meisa nefesh. Now, b'kama for Hesiyom, how many people is called for Hesiyom? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, ain't for Hesiyom p'chusim yasara. B'nei Yov, you have to have at least 10 people. Now, who are they? Sheitza Yisrael and Binim, for sure they have to be in front of 10 Jews. If the Malchus, if the Goy tells you to do this Aveira in front of 10 Jews, and his intentions is Lavra Ladas, he wants you to go against the Torah, then you have to give up your life. It has to be in front of 10 Jews. How do I know this? The Pasuk says, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. The Kiddush Hashem should be done b'toich b'nei Yisrael, in front of b'nei Yisrael, which means in front of 10 Jews. If it's not in front of 10 Jews, you do not have to be Meisa Nefesh. Only by the three Averis. B'tzinah, we hold only the three Averis of Gil HaRoyesh, V'chazdomim, and Avaros Chachavim, you have to be Meisa Nefesh. But for other mitzvahs, it says, v'chai b'em, you'll let us stay alive and do the Aveiro. Only, either for Hesia, if the Goyim are telling you to do it in front of 10 Jews, or else the Shas HaGzera, then you have to give up your life on anything. Yeah. Now, Boi Reb Yirmiyah, what's going to be Tisha Yisrael, there are 9 Jews there, v'noch riechad, and 1 Goy, you still have to be Meis HaNefesh Anat, Mal, Toshamai, come and bring your proof, no, you don't have to. The Tani Rav Yanai, Achva, the Rav Chia Barabba. Asti will learn now toich toich. Ksiv hocha v'nikdashti v'soich v'nei Yisrael, the word toich. Uksiv hosa mi bodlu mi toich ha'idu azois. Talking about the Das Kerach. So ma lahalo na asoro. There were 10 there. The chulu Yisrael, there were all Jews over there. Is afkan asoro v'chulu Yisrael. It has to be, all 10 has to be Jews. The pasuk of v'nikdashti v'soich v'nei Yisrael means when is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to even give up your life? That's only in front of 10 Jews. For the Gemara question, for Esther, for Hesia Heve, how was Esther allowed to live with Achashverosh? The Chur Achashverosh was Arayis. Esther was married. Esther was married to Mordechai. So how was Esther allowed to live with Achashverosh? She should have been Meisa Nefesh. So the Gemara's question is what? Esther is for Hesia. The question is, now that we're saying openly in front of 10 people, you have to be Meisa Nefesh, why wasn't Esther Meisa Nefesh? So Tosfos' famous question is, why don't the Gemara ask the question better? Esther was Gila Royas. Esther's Gila Royas, we had before, for the three Averis, even Bitsina, you have to be Meisa Nefesh. So Esther was Gila Royas, and what should Esther Gila Royas? So there's two Tzvot in the Torah. One Torah says by a Goy, there's no Gila Royas. The other Torah says, an Isha that's not doing an action. She's only Kark Olam, so Pshita, she doesn't have to be Meisa Nefesh of Gila Royas. If a man attacks a lady, she does not have to give up her soul for the Gila Royas, because she's like a passive, she's not doing anything. The man is doing the action. The Gemara's only question is, but for Hesia, where al Shechil Hashem, maybe even though she's passive, still she has to be Meisa Nefesh. And that the Gemara says, no, even for Hesia, Amr Abaya, Esther Kark Olam Hoysa. Esther was just like a ground. She was passive, not doing anything. Achashverosh was coming into her, therefore she's not Mechuyah to be Meisa Nefesh. You only have a Chiyah to be Meisa Nefesh not to do a positive act, but just to be passive, she has a right to.
Okay, well, just like I before, we're only going now Mishum Kiddush Hashem. In other words, B'teras Aroyis, Gil Aroyis, that was treated to the Gemara Kak Olam as the Ptur. Or else the way Rebbeinu Tam learns, that the Ptur is, he was a Goy, on a Goy there's no Issa, Gil Aroyis. Now the Gemara's question was, but still she should have been Meisa Nefesh, because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And the Gemara answers, for Kiddush Hashem also, there's the Svar of Kak Olam. Rav Amarava says, Hanoyis Atzmon Shani. That if the Goy is telling us to do this Aveira because of his own enjoyment, then there's no Chiyuv to be Meisa Nefesh. Like Rashi says, Hanoi Satsmai, Sheinovi Gechovim Miskavin Lahavira Mirosai. He doesn't want us to go against Hashem. Elo Lahanoi Satsmai, he wants us to do for his own pleasure, Miskavin. So then it's different. Then Rashi says, Ein Kan Chil Hashem. There's no Chil Hashem here, Lohorig Al Kach, to die because of this. So again, partially you learn here that Rav is not answering on the Gimel Averis. On the Gimel Averis of Gilaroy Shvichazam and Avaros Kechovim, even if the Goy is doing it Lahanois Atzmon, still there would be a mitzvah to be Moisa Nefesh. Here we're talking about als Kiddush Hashem, for the Inyan of Kiddush Hashem, that's only if the Goyim are telling us to do something for their, to be over Adas. But if they're telling us to do something for their own enjoyment, then it's Mutter. So Mora says, Dilo Etemach, if you're not going to say like this, Hani Kvaki Vidi Muniki. Heiche Yehavin Elhu. How do we give these things to the Goyim? So Rashi explains that these things are Kalina Choshes, the Kapta Kalim.
Alright, turn over.
So Rashi says these things are Kalina Choshes, the Kapta Kalim. Shenoisna Behem Gecholim, that you put inside them coals. And you put these things on top of the tables by the kings, that it makes it heat. It's like a heating system. So they collected these kalim, these utensils, copper kalim, even from the Jews. So the question is, hechi avinulu, how do we give it to the goyim? Rashi says, yoim chag hoya lepasoim. It was a Persian chag that they worshipped their avodah zarah that day. Shenoitle mishor se avros kechovim, or mikol abayis abayis, that the galochim used to come and collect fire from each house, and they would put that fire in the base in their church, and they would come heat there, it would warm them up, and they would even collect this from the base Israel. So the question is, how were the Jews allowed to give this heating system to the galochim to put in their church? The chura, you'll be worshipping, you're doing what they want, l'shem avodah zarah. So there should be a chiv to be moisa nefesh. So the answer is, since Rashi says Elo, the answer is, again the question was, heichi yavinan, how do we give it to them, these things? So Mora says, Elo hanois atzman shani, you have to answer that since the galochim are only using it for their own sake, to heat themselves up, to warm themselves, it's mutter. So teyish shani hocha, over here also, that since Achashverosh lived with Hester for his own enjoyment only, it wasn't Lavar al-Adas, so therefore there's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem here. She did not have to be Moisa Nefesh because of Kiddush Hashem. Rashi says, El Hoyel, the Yaakim Einoi Miskavein Lahaviroi, the Goy's intentions when he collects the coals is not to be make us go against our religion. El Lahanosei Atzman, they only do it for their own sake, that they should have heat. Miskavin. So therefore they need this kli to heat themselves. Therefore there's no din of Kiddush Hashem Mil Haragolov. Even though the Goy is only taking it for his chayk of Avodah Zarah, but Hanoi Satsmu is doing it for his own enjoyment. He's not telling us that we have to worship the Avodah Zarah. Like Rashi says, if he would tell us to worship the Avodah Zarah, then we would have to be Maisa Nefesh, even though the guy is doing it for his own sake. But here he's not telling us to actually be Ovid Avodah Zarah, he's only asking us to give him these Kalim. Now since these Kalim is not for the purpose to be over our Das, like to make us go against our religion, it's only for his private sake that he wants to have heat, therefore we're allowed to do it. So the same thing, here also by Esther, since Achashverosh was doing it for his own Hanoah, there was no chiv to be Moisa Nefesh, Peteros the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. In other words, Alf the mitzvah, Alf Inya from Gilui Arois, that I, Achashverosh, was Gilui Arois, so it's either one of two terutzim. Either because by a girl like Rabbeinu Tam, by a goy, there's no din of Gilui Arois, or else for that, for sure, the Inyan of Karka Olam is enough. Since she is only passive, because we learn out the whole Yisoid of to be Moisa Nefesh, from Ritzicha, from Mitzayach. The other svar is we say you have no right to go and kill somebody. So you can't do an act of killing. The same thing by Gil Arois, you can't do an act of Gil Arois. But that the Isha just sits back, so the man comes into her, there's no chiyuv to be Moisa Nefesh, but there's Gil Arois. The only question here was, I there's a Kiddush Hashem, or there's a Chil Hashem if I ask you in front of 10 people. So on this Rav answers that since the guy Achashverosh was doing it for his own sake, for his own Hanoah, there was no chiyuv for it to be Moisa Nefesh after the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. All right, we'll stop here. Again, we're only Moisa Nefesh for three mitzvahs, for Gil Arroyah, Shrichas Dovim and Arroyahs, and Avodah Zarah, but that's only Bitsina. But if the Goyim do it to us, Bifahesia, openly in front of 10 Jews, or else it's Vishas Hagzeris Hamalchus, then you're supposed to be Moisa Nefesh even for a mitzvah kala. So Mari asked the question, and the reason there is because of Kiddush Hashem. Chil Hashem Barabim, that's your Moisa Nefesh. So Mori asked the question, I, Esther, there was a Kiddush Hashem was in front of 10 people, why wasn't she Moisa Nefesh?
So Gemara gives two terutzim. One terutz is she was karkoilim. She was only passive. She wasn't doing an action. So that frees her even from the inyan of kiddush Hashem. And the second reason we had was Rava said hanois atzma yeshani. If the guy is only doing it for his own sake, for his own hanoah, his own enjoyment, then we do not have to be moisa nefesh. The Gemara says now the yos the Rava the time may. Rava goes according to his own time. The Yom HaRav, Rava says like this. Again, Ya'ayin Dol on the base. The Yom HaRav, Akum di Yom Alei Lahai Yisrael. If a guy comes with a gun to a Jew, it says like this, that Ketoil as pasta v'shabata. I want you to cut off this food, this grass that's growing. It's animal food. I want you to cut it off on Shabbos. V'shadi l'chiyusei. And I want you to feed my animals. I want you to give it to my animal. So what's the purpose of the guy? For his own enjoyment, he wants you to feed my animals on Shabbos. Now the Eloi, the guy says strong, if you don't do this, I'll kill you. So Locher is rubber holds, Liktil, you have a right to cut off the grass. For Loi Liktilai, do not have yourself killed. Why? Because the guy is doing it for his own sake, for his own Hanoah, you don't have to be Moisa Nefesh. This is not for the Gimel Averis. This is only Chilul Shabbos. What about if the guy tells you, Shodil in a horror, I want you to throw it into the ocean, into the river. Then the law is, Liktila, you're supposed to let yourself be killed for the Liktol, and do not cut off this grass. In other words, if the guy is telling you on Shabbos to cut the grass off and throw it into the river, for what purpose is he doing it? Not for his own sake, he has no enjoyment. Only Lavar al-Adas. He wants you to go against the Torah, against Hashem, so then, most probably here, Rush says, where it's the Fahesia, where it's being done in front of 10 Jews, or else it's being done with Shasak Zeres Amalchus, then you have to be Maisa Nefesh. Says Arai, my time, what's the reason? Le'avurei milsa kaboi, that he wants you to go against the Torah, therefore you have to be Maisa Nefesh. So you see, Rav goes to Shitasai. Gemara says like this, Boi minei Mirabami. They asked the question for Mirabami. Ben Noyach, a guy, Mitzuva Kedushas Hashem, Oyein Mitzuva Kedushas Hashem. Is he mitzuvah on the midst of Kiddush Hashem or not? In other words, does a guy have to be moist and nefesh or not? That's the shaila. The Rashi says, Kedarminim and Bedal and Mises, Benayach Muzer, a guy is Muzer not to worship Avodah Zorah. That's one of his seven mitzvahs. Now, the Imamah, what's going to be if somebody says to a guy, Avor V'yal Taroi, I'm going to kill you unless you worship the Avodah Zorah. So does he have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to be Moisa Nefesh or not? Mashma from the Gemara, that's treated that the mitzvah Jew has of the Ahavtai Hashem Olakecha, the Jew's mitzvah to be Moisa Nefesh, that does not apply to a Goy. A Goy does not have the mitzvah of Ahavtai Hashem Olakecha. The only question is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There's another reason why a Jew should be Moisa Nefesh. And this is a reason in front of 10 people. So if a Goy comes in front of 10 other people and tells a Goy, you should worship Avodah Zorah, or else I'll kill you, to see you have the chiyuv to be Moisa Nefesh or not. That's the Gemara Shaila. Is there a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem by a Goy or not? Toi speaks out, I even treat should be Moisa Nefesh. Because even by a Jew, the only reason why he's not Moisa Nefesh is because the Pasuk says V'chai B'hem. There's a new Pasuk of V'chai B'hem, and not to have yourself killed. So Toi says, this does not say by a Goy. The Pasuk of V'chai B'hem is only by a Jew, and not by a Goy. So the Chor Pshita Goy should have a chiyuv to be Moisa Nefesh. But there is one sense to know that the only reason why you need V'chai B'hem is because otherwise I would have thought we learn out all mitzvahs from the Gimel Averis. But it has to start out that there's a special limud from the Gimel Averis that you should be Moisa Nefesh. Without a special limud, the svar would be, in svar I would say, you're not supposed to have yourself killed, you're supposed to stay alive. It's only because there's a chiddush by Gimel Averis to be Moisa Nefesh, I need V'chai B'hem not to learn out. But by a goy, we don't have these psukim of the Gimel Averis. So that's the Gemara Shailah. Does a goy ever have a chiyuv to have himself killed as Kedushas Hashem? Does the mitzvah of Kedushas Hashem v'nikdashti, does that apply to a goy or not? That's the Gemara Shailah. So Gemara asks the question, what's he having? I mean, of course not. Well, so Toshma, come bring your proof. Omar Abayis, Abayis says, Toshma, we have the cloud before, Sheva mitzvah is tiktavu b'nei noyach. That Ben Noach only has seven mitzvahs, that's all, not eight. Now, the Yemis, according to your svar now, that there's the mitzvah of the Nikdashti, to be Mekadosh Hashem, applies to a goy, Tim the heaven. They should have eight mitzvahs. So this should be the proof. There's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem by a guy. Some lay Rav answer back, no. It could be inu b'chol ha-bizrayu, that the seven mitzvahs, everything that's attached to the mitzvah is included. In other words, it could be Kiddush Hashem is not a special mitzvah by itself, but in these seven mitzvahs, if it would come to do them, to create a Kiddush Hashem, you would be mitzvah to do it. So still we have a shaylah. Maybe a goy is mitzvah Kiddush Hashem so far that for these seven mitzvahs that he has, if somebody says, I'll kill you if you do not do it, maybe you mechuyev to let yourself be killed. So that's still the Gemara shaylah. Does the goy have this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Agav, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah brings a raya from this Gemara that for a Jew, for sure, there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. You have a mitzvah sometimes to Mekadosh Hashem, even if it means to give up your life. And it brings a proof in this Gemara that the Gemara asks the question, even by a goy, there should be eight mitzvahs. So you see, there is a special mitzvah by itself of a Nikadashti to make a Kiddush Hashem. Omalei Rava, Inu B'chabas Rayu. Mr. Moore says, now, my heavy law, what's the maskonis? So, machlokes abaye v'rova, what should we do? Is there a mitzvah here or not? Omer Rav Ada Barava, Amri Bey Rav, it's in the base medish of Rav. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, it says a Pasuk in Malachim, by Namoin, that Ledover Azer, Yistlach Hashem Liavdecha, Bevoy Adoni, Beis Rimoin, Lishtach Vashomid, you had to come down and worship Avoy Dezora there. Vunishin al Yodi Vishtachavisi, you bow down, you worship. The Pasuk says, that they said back to Namoin, they said, Lech l'sholem, you should go in peace. So Rashi says, like first he worshipped Avodah Zarah Namoin, then he accepted upon himself not to. Is Omaloy Lalisha, said to Elisha, Dover Zer, for this thing that you did, that you worshipped, why? Because you were an honest, you were forced to do it. And therefore, Lech l'sholem, you should go in peace. Now, Mashmi, he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Why? Because he was forced to. But he said, you are only an honest, so Hashem will forgive you. So the question is, V'yim Misa.